This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida. Minnesota, but here's another great garage rock track from the 60s. Here are The Gestures.
Yeah.
our chill vibes from Hey Good Hardy. This time it's Hey Good Hardy and the Montage, a group he had put together in the 70s. This recording from 1972, a Canadian song called How I Think of You. Pretty cool direction that Hey Good took with the Montage in the 70s there. Very eerie vocals from the two female vocalists, Stephanie Taylor and Lynn McNeil there on vocals. This record here, also called Montage, has some pretty almost haunting kind of covers on here, including Baby I'm a Want You from Bread, and also a medley from Carole King, some songs from Carole King. Yeah, maybe I'll play another track from this in the future. And yeah, as I was researching this, I noticed that as many of the records that I play in this program, it has received a very nice reissue on a CD for the Japanese market. Yeah, they're pretty good about finding some rare records and getting the rights to them to release over there in Japan in those mini LP sleeves sized for CDs. I love that stuff. Anyways, before that, I played The Living Strings doing a cover of The Monkees' Mary Mary. Once again, The Living Strings, this LP was produced by Ethel Gabriel, who also produced The Living Strings doing Aretha Franklin covers, also from the 60s. Yeah, I really recommend some of these Living Strings ones, especially when they do pop covers. The Aretha Franklin one is amazing. The only thing I change about maybe this Monkees one is played at a lower speed. It sounds pretty good if your turntable can pitch down. And I started off the set there with a great song by The Gestures from Mankato, Minnesota. A song called Run, Run, Run. This single came out in 1965 on the Soma record originally, but this here is a Canadian pressing on which label is it? The Apex record label. And it, also, interestingly enough, it came out in Japan on the Toshiba record label, originally released in 1964. And yeah, as I mentioned in the intro, lots of great garage rock came out of Minnesota, as they've played on this show before, including the Ravons and the Readymen. And maybe everyone knows the most famous group from Minnesota's garage rock history is the Trashmen, most famous for Surf and Bird. All right, and speaking of garage rock, kind of garage rock, here is a very rare track from a group from Brantford, Ontario, Canada, from 1969. Here are Jack and the Showmen. Yeah.
well. I don't know where I'm going, but I do know where I've been. I just got to get away from all the troubles that I've been in. Ooh, I'm gonna
keep walking,
keep walking.
Reggae from 1971, a song called Keep Walking. And this was produced by Bunny Lee, the famous Bunny Lee. A great track from Slim. And I started off that little set there with a song by Jack and the Showmen, a group from Brantford, Ontario, Canada. A song called Beaten Down the Road. And this came out on the Counterpoint record label, also out of Brantford, Ontario. And I've played another group on this Counterpoint label, Ross Goyette doing their cover of Love's Gonna Live Here Again. Anyways, I found this record also in Brantford at a thrift store, so I was pretty excited to find another Counterpoint one, and even more excited to hear that it was some pretty good rock and roll with some wah-wah guitar throughout, and some great fuzzo guitar and some fantastic vocals. And while I was researching this, I couldn't find any information about them at all. But I did a bit of digging, and I did track down the daughter of the bass player and one of the songwriters for the group from way back when. And I corresponded with that gentleman through his daughter very kindly, and I got a bit more information. It sounds like there might be a Jack and the Showmen LP out there, which I need to track down. The gentleman, Wayne, not only did he write the B-side, which I'll play in the future, he also wrote other songs for the band and I think some other groups in the Brantford area. And he also worked with Gary Risser, the owner and operator of Counterpoint Records, which was also a record store in Brantford, Ontario. And a bit more information, kind of sad news. Through the information I was able to find out, I learned that Jack's name is actually Jacques. He's originally French-Canadian. So knowing that, I was able to do some searching on Jacques, and I found out, unfortunately, that he passed away in 2018. But what's very cool in his obituary, there are two pictures of him, both microphone in hand, singing away. And it looks like one of the later pitchers, he was singing in a band called the Grampies. How amazing is that? Keep on rocking until the ripe old age of 78. Way to go, Jacques. And yeah, it was great to hear a bit more information from Wayne. I might have a bit more information in the future. And yeah, hopefully I can find more LPs or more music by Jack and the Showman, and more music on the Counterpoint record label. All right, here's some more music. Let's change gears here. Here's some 80s R&B from Gwen Guthrie.
Just one. love. But I must confess, I'm so helpless, and I'm so out on loving. Oh, 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 baby's got another, baby's got another. Now my heart is on the line. She's got undercover lover, undercover lover. Heartbreak is my only sign.
That last song was Richard John Smith, a song called Baby's Got Another from 1983, and that was the 7-inch single mix. Before that, surprise, surprise, not an 80s song, a song from last November 2020. That was Salt with a song called Sunshine, and that's Sun, S-O-N. And yeah, that was from their second double LP that came out last year, which is untitled but called Rise, in brackets, I guess. And before that was a song from 1986, Gwen Guthrie, with a song called Stop Holding Back, with some great synth bass and vocoder. How can you go wrong? Yeah, this whole LP was produced by Gwen Guthrie, and she also provided her own backing vocals. Nice one, Gwen. All right, let's do a bit of reggae in this set. Here's the Mighty Diamonds.
Right. Pass the lilies from the right.
couple of reggae tracks for you there. That last song was by Thriller, a song called Twinkle Twinkle, dubbed from 1983. And before that was The Mighty Diamonds, and you might have recognized the melody in that song. That was called Knowledge, Past the Knowledge, from 1982. And yeah, it sounds like the hit song by the musical Youth, also from 1982, a song called Pass the Dutchie, which was a cover of The Mighty Diamonds, Pass the Coochie, a song from 1981. So there's a bit of back and forth there for you. It was kind of cool to put this record on and, oh yeah, I know this song, and then do a bit of digging, and that's the history of that song, Pass the Knowledge by The Mighty Diamonds. All right, I will have some data for you soon and some more music. But before that, I have some shout-outs. Now, let me just find my clipboard. There it is. All right, I'll start with Twitter this week. Got a bunch of nice decodes and reports from people over on Twitter. Bobby, WA5107SWL, and also Matt, W0MDK, putting together a nice collage. Mitch, KJ7CAT in Buckeye, Arizona, posting some nice images there. DRMNA.info had some luck with the picture decoding, but did get some text. And I like the color scheme he's got on the decoding. It's a black background with green text, which I think I might have to do or try to do in my version of FL Digi. It kind of looks like an old BBS style. And considering the way MFSK64 loads, it might be a bit nostalgic for those old BBS days in the 80s. Anyone out there use BBSs back then? I also heard from Zach in Alabama, who also had some trouble with last week's show, most notably because of the time change, which I did not mention to people either last week or the week before. I apologize for that. But if you don't know already, the show remains at 0200 UTC. But if you changed your clock a couple of weeks ago, that means the show will be on an hour later than perhaps it was before when you listened to the show 2 weeks before. It's on at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and that means 7 p.m. Pacific time, and then please adjust accordingly for everywhere in between. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to DJ Marcus McBee, listening in on his Texan PL880. Hello to Kawasaki AA Hachiyoni in Japan. Also, Church of Ryantology, C. Dell, Mr. October, and Brian W8LN. I got a few nice emails from people last week. James in Plano, Texas, listening to for the last few weeks. Good to hear from you, James. I also heard from Anthony in Los Angeles, who sent along his decode, which is really cool. It sounds like there was a good reception out towards Los Angeles, which is awesome. Also, Steve W4OGM from Peachtree City in Georgia, sending along a very nice reception report. I also got another reception report from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta. Good to hear from you, Richard. And I also heard from Tim in Alma, Michigan, for the first time in quite a while. Good to hear from you, Tim. Sending along a very nice report and email. And he was a fan of the Q-Roy version of On the Beach. And he was saying that it didn't sound like a song from 1971. It sounded a bit earlier, which is true, because that was just the backing rhythm of a song originally performed by the Paragons, which came out not that much earlier in 1970. But then, Hugh Roy got on top, not too long after, to toast over top of it. And I should mention that Hugh Roy, a.k.a. U. Roy, unfortunately passed away last month in the middle of February there. And when I heard that news, I was searching to see if I had any U. Roy records in this collection of 7-inches I have, and I couldn't find any. But lo and behold, he had another pseudonym, one of a few. Another one was Hugh Roy, so a belated tribute there to the dearly departed U. Roy with a song there for you. I hope you enjoyed that. All right. Okay. I think that's it for emails. Oh, I'd also like to shout out to everyone at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to everyone there. Frigid, Jeff, Andrew, W8IJC, Alba, Alice Rules 11, Daddy Dave. DJ Marcus was in there as well last week, as well as Mitch, Plano 026. And of course, Dazman, who does the sound engineering for this program, and RNEI, which precedes this program on WRMI. He also records the program for us each week, which is amazing. And it's also presented in comb stereo, which you can decode yourself, or you can check out the archived recordings over at the thisisamusicshow.com website. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do Twitter, my handle there is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. All right, MFSK64 data is on the way. But before that, here's some music from Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony. Feet from 1974, and this is from an LP called Love is the Answer. I think this LP is before his big hit The Hustle. Great track there from Van McCoy. All right, I have some MFSK64 text and image for you. This week it is backed by Bert Kampfert's song called Dutch Treat. Here you go. Mm-hmm. right, there is your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see your results or get your reception reports, even if you don't do that data stuff. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And once again, my Twitter handle is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. If you follow me there, you can see some great examples of listener decodes, which I happily retweet. Give me a follow. And another thing too, be sure to check out the thisisamusicshow.com website for archives of all past programs and a newly opened This Is a Music Show t-shirt shop. Thank you to everyone who ordered some t-shirts and mugs last week. That's super awesome. Each purchase sends a bit of money back to this program to help pay for airtime. So yeah, thank you everyone for supporting the show and wearing some awesome merch. So once again, please go to thisisamusicshow.com/shop, or you can just follow the link at the top of the page there. All right, this last song is by a gentleman named Antoine de Treville from an LP called The Sound of a Thousand Strings. Here's a song called Journey into Space from 1958 or 59. All right, this was a music show, episode number 108. I am your host. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe. See ya.